Sona, this was a very nice day today.
It was.
Because over here at our headquarters, we got this great gift, Tillamook ice cream. Yes. I'm a monster for ice cream. I know you are too.
I want to take a bath in it, and then I want to eat the bath.
Wait, what?
I want to like bathe in it, yeah. But then I want to eat it as I'm bathing in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a simple concept. You made it much more complicated.
I know, I'm sorry.
Fill a bathtub with Tillamook ice cream. I will get in it, and then I will eat my way out.
Yes,
that's all
okay,
you need to
there
do.
There we go. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have so many great, it's such good ice cream, and they have so many great flavors. I mean, just off the top of my head, I don't know. Birthday cake, caramel swirl, banana split, caramel toffee crunch, chocolate chip cookie dough. I think there's butter pecan, cookies and cream, French vanilla, chocolate peanut butter. Malted mousse shake, I think, is one. I can't remember too well. Mounted huckleberry, Tillamook mudslide, Marionberry pie, monster cookie, old fashioned vanilla, Rocky Road, Oregon dark cherry, waffle cone swirl, peppermint bark. I'm just going off memory here, but holiday sugar cookie, orange and cream. Anyway, so many great flavors and just incredible. You know, they really put, and they come in family size cartons.
Mm.
Also, you're in good hands with the Tillamook brand. They make over 200 different dairy products, and the brand is farmer owned and led by dairy experts. Find Tillamook ice cream near you at Tillamook.com. I'm going to spell it for you. That's how much I care about this product. Tillamook.com. Mother's Day is May 12th. And in advance, Sona, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you,
You're
Conan.
A terrific mom, and your kids are here today with
Did you
us.
Get me a present?
Well, it's not May 12th yet, but I'm getting you one.
Okay, thank you.
Well, guess what? Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price category or browse curated gift lists ranging from for the mom who has everything to the gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. I like when you can
so
go by
easy.
Price because I can go right down to the bottom.
Oh,
get Liza something for a dollar. Sorry, baby.
Oh.
Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, and the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame.
Oh, yeah.
Shop now at Macy's.com/gift finder. And happy Mother's Day, moms.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Logan, meet Conan and Sona.
Hey, Conan.
Hey, Logan, how are you?
I can't hear you.
Oh, we can't hear you, Logan. Logan, are you there?
Ah, I'm here.
There he is. Good. There you are, Logan.
I can hear you.
Now, I want to, before we even begin, find out whose fault that was.
Oh, my God.
Would the fault be on our end? I think it was on our end. Now, what happened there, Eduardo? I was trying to talk to Logan, who seems like a wonderful fan. And what happened? You didn't turn. You only have two buttons you're
using.
There must
have been some interference in the connection, the satellites.
Oh.
You
know,
the satellites.
That was smart, because he won't know if you're not saying the right thing.
No, I can tell I'm being bullshitted. Logan, let's make it about you and not about my sound engineer who made a terrible mistake. Logan, where are you right now?
I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay, very cool. And are you a native of Tulsa?
I am not a native of Tulsa, but I grew up in Stillwater, Oklahoma, which
okay.
is about an hour and a half away.
All right. Okay. So you didn't have to go that far. It's you're in Tulsa now, and what is it you do, sir?
I am a urologist.
Oh, okay. We have a lot to talk about. We really do. I was never that interested in urology, and then as one gets on in years, one starts to think, maybe I'll need a urologist in my future. Everything's fine now, but you never know. Tell me what I should be concerned about as a urologist. I've just come in to talk to you. Talk to me, Logan. What do you need to know?
Well, you know, first you probably should tell me what your symptoms are. Because when patients come in to see me, they usually don't, ask me to tell them what the problem is. They usually come in with a problem.
Very good.
Thank
you. I see that you're practicing a very strange kind of medicine, but all my doctors are improvisers. And so I come in and go, hi, doc, what's up? And then they say, you have a lump on your bottom. And they haven't even looked at me yet. Logan, whenever I urinate, a blueberry jam comes out.
Oh, my God.
But
no.
I mean, it's
Conan, that's normal.
Actually, but it's an actual sellable blueberry jam. And
oh,
I mean,
really?
Is that the one you bring into the office? All
yeah,
the time?
People love it.
Conan,
well, Christmas is coming up.
Christmas is coming up, and I'm making jam. Logan, tell me, let's get serious here for a second and then devolve into more foolishness. Tell me about being a urologist. What kind of things do you work on? What are your specialties?
Sure.
What are your treatments that you're usually doing?
Yeah, so I'm a reconstructive urologist. I did a fellowship. And so I do a lot of surgery for urethral stricture disease, for example, in men, which is where scar tissue builds up inside the urethra and it becomes very difficult or impossible to urinate.
Wow.
Can and I also
can I break in with a quick question? I have many
questions.
I do too.
I'm a curious person. Why would there be scar tissue in the urethra? What would be, what would one have to have been? I mean, I understand an athlete getting scar tissue on their knees because they're using their knees all the time in their athletic pursuits. But why?
Right.
Why would I have scar tissue in my urethra?
So that's a good question. So I'd say the most common thing is some sort of a straddle injury. You know,
what do you mean?
You kind of land between the legs.
Oh,
so,
like
falling on a bicycle seat or something. I mean, a lot of times it might be something nobody even really noticed had happened, or maybe it was just a minor injury, but over time the scar tissue develops
because
the urethra kind of gets crushed under the pubic the pubic bone.
So mine does for sure.
I have a question.
First of all, I'm not done yet because I have one follow-up to this, which is, Logan, I like to cycling. I like bicycling, getting on a bicycle and taking long rides. Mm-hmm. And I have this habit of, rather than my bedroom's on the second floor and the bike is in the garage on the first floor, a lot of time to save time, I just leave the bike outside the second floor window, and I say to my wife, I'm going to go biking now, and I leap off the second floor window onto the hard bike saddle. It's very painful, and I've been doing it for about 25 years every day. Am I
incredible.
A candidate for urethral stricture?
I would say yes. How's your flow? How's your flow, Conan?
What's that? I told you, it's a blueberry jam, and it's once a year. There's no other peeing. Now I'm going to throw it over to Sona, who I'm sure has a real question. Go ahead,
it
Sona.
It is a very important question. If the pee-pee can't come out, what happens to the pee-pee? Is it just there?
Oh.
Is it in your bladder forever? Where does the pee-pee go?
So
can we call it? We can call it. We're all adults here. Excuse me, Logan. We're all adults here, and I think we can call it wee-wee. You know, we're men of we are men of science, Logan and I, and let's call it the wee wee. Where does the wee wee go?
So the wee wee stays in the bladder, or it can reflux up to the kidneys, and it can actually cause renal failure if it goes on.
Too long. Not so funny now, are you, Sona?
Now you said the wee wee thing. You did the wee wee.
So that's bad. I would imagine that you need to treat that very quickly because, as we all know, that you want to keep your kidneys healthy. You know, bladder, to hell with the bladder. You can always get another one, but...
What?
They could just put a balloon in there or something. I'm guessing a bladder. I mean, kidney does such complicated stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking a bladder, you could go to Firestone Tires and get some kind of... is that right? It's easy to replace. You can have a fake bladder, can't you, Logan?
That's actually not correct.
What?
Logan.
Yeah, you can't just go down to the hardware store and pick up another bladder.
Well, I think, you know what I think? I think, Logan, you tell people that because you want them to pay the big money. Your big fear is that this is an easily solvable problem and they don't need to go to Logan and lay out their hard-earned cash. So you're creating this fear. There was a guy what?
Well, there was a guy that... experimented with this sort of like 3D printing model almost type of regenerative bladder kind of surgery where they would kind of put these cells onto this mold and try to grow a bladder.
Yep.
And he did, I think, perform that surgery and reported the results, but it couldn't be really verified by others. The results didn't seem to hold up when other people tried.
Yeah, whenever someone says, I did something amazing, and they say, do you mind if we look at the results? And they say, I'll be right back. I need to go to Argentina and never return.
Person is amazing, by the way. I don't want to...
Run them down?
He was a genius, but still. I mean, it was a...
Was a genius?
For sure.
So he passed on.
Is a genius. No, he's still alive.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, then I can find him and have him arrested. So you do that kind of, so it's reconstruction. You don't do, and I'm asking for a friend, but You don't do cosmetic penile enhancement in any way, do you?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So,
and who would do that? Who would do that?
There is such a thing as Peyronie's disease, which is a condition where the erection becomes curved, and it's a result of scar tissue that builds up inside the penis. So
I've heard of
that. We do surgery to correct that, or we do injections to correct that. But it's for a functional issue.
Right. It's not, it's not
difficulty.
Yes. Be that difficulty.
It's not necessarily cosmetic.
No, you know. It's a practical, if something is really curving crazily, one cannot have Congress with one's partner. That makes sense to me. Although I'd kill for a curve, you know? I think it just.
What?
Well, add some. I'm saying.
Why?
Because after a certain period of time, you want to spice things up in the bedroom. And what would spice it up more than check this out? It starts out straight and then it's headed right.
People have surgeries to correct it, and you want it?
I
want
to go to Logan and have him to give me a curve.
Oh, can you give people curves?
I mean, I've never done that before.
Well, you know what? There's always a first time.
But I suppose I could.
Can it curve? I want it to curve and then go up. I want it to do, like, not just a curve, but
like
a curve.
Swirl?
Yes.
A swirl?
I want it, yes.
Like a
yes. And you know what? If you do this and it's a success, they'll call it the Logan Swirl.
Oh.
And all the celebrities, like all celebrities will be lined. Yes, I want it to look like my pompadour.
You want it to match your hair.
I want it to match my pompadour.
Oh.
Yeah, and then when I'm in a bar and I see a lady, I say, you like what's going on up top? Well, guess what? It's also going on down south of the border.
Jesus Christ, come on.
And then the doctors come and take me away.
Yes.
A lot of beaches out there, but only one beach is the beach.
Why did your voice change?
You heard me. Only one beach is the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Say it with me. Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
You didn't. That's just a phrase.
Sorry.
You don't have to say it with me. Myrtle Beach is 60 miles where you belong. Mm. Can you believe that? Everyone always talks about Myrtle Beach being the best beach, so much so that people refer to it as the beach.
Yeah.
The beach is where your best self comes out. Myrtle Beach has 60 miles of uninterrupted coastline and endless things to do on your trip. You love to eat, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I know the answer to that one. There are over 2,000 restaurants serving up fresh seafood, southern classics, and low country cuisine. Love music? Who doesn't? Live music is the soundtrack to the beach, or as I call it, the beach. There's live music every night of the week, all year round. Plan your trip to the beach at visitmyrtlebeach.com. You know, Scotty's cares about the environment and has strong values they stand behind. Plus, Scotty's facial tissues are super soft, strong, and absorbent, and easy on the wallet. Whether you've got allergies or just a case of the sniffles, stock up on Scotty's facial tissues so you can stop wiping your nose on your sleeve. Isn't that disgusting when people do that, Sona?
I just don't like that.
No, I don't like it either. I like to wipe my nose on your sleeve, but not my sleeve. Yeah.
Well, my sleeve is made of Scotty's tissues, so that's a
I wonder. That's a very cool fashion statement. Hey, and stop offering guests toilet paper to blow their nose into. That's disgusting. Hand them a Scotty's facial tissue instead. You can find Scotty's facial tissues that come in beautiful box designs. Put one in every room. Why not? Make your guest feel like a king or queen.
Hmm.
If someone offers me a tissue, sometimes people say to me, Conan, would you like a tissue? I say, is it Scotty's? And if it's not, I just swat it away.
Oh, okay.
Scotty's is better at what counts. For more information, visit scottysfacial.com. You know, it's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
CarShield. CarShield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of CarShield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think CarShield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call CarShield and choose the mechanic to do the work. CarShield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got to haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need CarShield.
I do. And, you know, I don't take care of my cars very well. So CarShield, it would definitely come in.
You know, and also with their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit CarShield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, that's CarShield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit CarShield.com/Conan to lock in your price today. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know what brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile. Okay. That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. You know what? I feel terrible, Logan, because this is a serious craft. You're really helping people. How do you help women? What kind of work do you do on female patients?
So I treat, you know, incontinence, mm-hmm. you know, bladder leakage issues, mm-hmm. Prolapse, vaginal prolapse. Mm-hmm. So like pelvic floor reconstruction and that kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's not as fun as wee-wee and pee-pee. You know what? I'm going to say this. Men's genitalia is just funnier.
It is.
Like, when you talk about women, I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, boy. Okay, well, I hope they get better. When you talk about a man, I'm just laughing.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
You were talking about wanting a curved
penis. A swirl
penis.
I want the Logan swirl.
You can't do a swirl vagina.
Well, that's up to Logan.
Can you swirl? No. What are you swirling?
I don't know if you could swirl a vagina. I don't know if that's possible.
Logan, I'm getting a
yeah,
word
real
right.
Thought into it though.
Logan,
so stupid.
Logan, they just took away your medical license. just because you said I'm not sure you can swirl a vagina, they're taking it away.
They emailed you about Logan's medical license.
I just got this from the New England Journal of Medicine.
Oh wow!
It's a big article. It's front page. But they say
I will agree that most of the good stories come, you know, from the male side, as far as the things you see on call, things that come into the ER and that kind of thing.
Well, our reproductive organs are outside our bodies and they're ridiculous looking.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm just going on, you know, my own, but it's an absurdity. They hang outside the body. They're very vulnerable. And so guys are constantly getting into, I mean, what rom-com have you seen in the last 10 years that doesn't include a quick scene of someone getting hit by a tennis ball in the balls?
Yeah.
And then they cut to a dog going, oh. And
where they stick them in places.
Stick, what do you mean?
They boys like to stick them in things.
Not all boys.
Like they like to stick things. They like to stick their things in their peepees in the like holes. In all the like weird holes.
You mean, not holes they should be in.
Yes.
You know what? I told you that in confidence. That was two friends talking, and I was asking you, do you think I'm going to get in trouble? Because the light socket was at work.
No!
Yeah, socket. It was. And everyone thought a fuse must have blown, and then I came in and my hair was going straight up, and I went, what happened? Everyone okay?
Oh,
there was a small fire in my pants. Logan, oh my I'm God. In, listen, we have taken, you are a man of science. You are a man who's helping people. And look what we've done.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say mostly this is on Sona.
What?
But
why?
Just go with it.
Okay.
But you, I admire you. You're obviously got a great sense of humor, but I appreciate that you're doing this good work. What's it like when you're operating? What's the mood in the operating room? Is it super tense?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, it can be at times, but most of the time it's not. We actually listen to music in the operating room. And what I like to do is, you know, I'll say, all right, somebody pick a decade and someone pick a genre, you know, and we'll do a playlist, you know, of those two things. So like 70s dance party is one of our favorite ones.
Oh, that's fun.
It keeps things moving, you know, it's like disco music. It's kind of
sure,
like,
you're scraping out a man's urethra. And you want to hear some Soul Train classics? Yeah.
What if you dance too much and you cut it off?
Oh,
well, we don't dance in there. I mean, we're operating. Okay.
But your head's bopping a little bit.
It's good to have a little something, you know, in the background.
Mm. Right. I can see that. Would you ever listen to this podcast while you're doing urethral stricture surgery?
I mean, podcasts don't really translate very well.
Ours does.
Because
ours
you got to pay attention.
No,
nope. you
don't really have
and
to pay
I'm
attention to this one.
I'm focusing on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, I highly recommend that you and the other, what's the you know, short term, what do you guys call other urologists? You must have a quick way of saying it. Are you Uries? What are you?
Uries?
Well, sometimes we're the stream team.
Stream team.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
I love the stream team. I love that. I'm writing that down. We're going to get you a stream team t-shirt. Wow, I'm learning a lot.
I am too.
So you don't do cosmetic stuff?
Okay, Conan.
No.
But who
no
does?
No cosmetic. I'm sorry, Conan.
But who does?
You know, that's a good question.
And I've got, listen, this is not a, I'm going to be honest with you, this is not a size issue because everything's A-okay there. This is more of a, things over time just starting to look like they need some rehab. You know what I mean?
What?
My penis
sort of
looks like it went six rounds with the champ.
Kind of and
oh, what the fuck?
Oh, I do know. This is a true story. True story. I do know. I won't name names, but I do know this is a woman had sex with a pretty well-known rock star who's famous for getting around. And afterwards, she said, oh, my God. His penis looked like it had been through World War III.
Oh.
And I was wondering, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Was it smoldering?
Yeah.
Was it, did it have, you know what I mean? Like, was there rubble? Was there crushed concrete? What does that mean? It looked like it had been through World War III.
Did it have a limp?
Yeah, exactly. Eye patch. I mean, the whole thing.
It's suddenly a pirate.
Yeah. Arr. Oh, I've been on the seas many times.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway, Logan, I can talk to you privately about cosmetics. I'm sure you know some people in that business. And look, I live in Los Angeles. I'm sure they're everywhere.
Sorry, Logan, do you I'm sorry. I was just going to jump, see if you have a question for Conan.
Oh, yeah. Was that something that came to you naturally, or were you
No, I looked at Blay and I said, should I ask him if I should ask
So Blay was nervous because there were too many laughs and we were having too much fun.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. See, Logan, I work with my own team, and man, I wish they were listening to music because sometimes they do the wrong thing. But Logan, do you have a question for me? How can I help you?
Sure. So, Conan, how many times at night do you get up to pee?
Oh.
Wow, that's a good question. Well, I'm going to say, on average, twice. Maybe.
Okay.
I can get by on once, but sometimes twice. It depends on how deeply asleep I am. But it's not that bad. I've talked to other gentlemen of my vintage. Why should I be telling you? What do you think? Is twice too much?
I mean, I think two. No, I don't think two is too much. One to two is okay. I mean, people start to, you know, lose sleep if they're getting up three or four times at night. I mean, it could really affect you the next day. So. You know, that's probably something that should be looked into.
I do shit 24/7.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's just nonstop. You didn't ask about that. And that, I've been told, is not right. I sleep on the toilet. and I'm wearing a giant funny hat. I don't know why I'm wearing a funny hat, but I mean, it's nonstop shitting.
Oh, no.
Just, wow. Yeah. I mean, I'm right now in the studio. It's crazy. So, but that's not your area.
Right. That's not really my
That would be a, who would I talk
field.
To about that?
Probably a colorectal surgeon or a gastroenterologist.
Yeah. Or maybe a restaurateur. Yeah. It could be the food. Yeah. I eat.
Yeah. Perhaps an allergist.
Yeah.
Something you're eating.
Yeah, I eat about, I consume about 800 pounds of red pinto beans a day. And that could be the issue.
While you're on the toilet, you're eating
constantly.
Beans?
I have a funnel that comes down from the ceiling.
Oh, come on, man.
All right, Logan.
Oh, man.
You're a delight, and I apologize because I feel like this has been absurd. You're someone to be taken seriously. You're very intelligent. You're kind. You're doing good work. And then why did you call? Why did you contact us? What made you think any good would come of this?
I just want to say, Conan, I'm a huge fan. This is a dream come true for me, honestly. Like, I can't believe I'm talking to you right now. And I'm loving every minute of it.
Oh, good. Okay.
And, you know, urologists have a pretty good sense of humor for the most part. If you meet us at a party or something, just... You know, chat us up. We've got some good stories to tell.
Okay, so what I should do, the next time I go into a party, I'm going to see, yo, who's on the stream team? Hey, Logan, a real pleasure talking to you. You seem like a very cool guy, and I hope to cross paths with you probably when I'm having some kind of urethral stricture. You're the man, all right?
If you get it, give me a call.
All right. Take care of you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care, Logan.
Thanks, Logan.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Ovsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.